second engine? I'm asking about the PK. What are you asking about? Not really. You want the second one, Kaylee? You sure?
Not feeling it?
Not feeling
it.
Not feeling it?
Maybe if I get it.
Okay. You were looking at me. You were looking at me like you were mad that I was in the second one.
Here to wish him a Merry Christmas.
Was this as tight checking as you would expect it to be against that team?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you remember an odd man rush? Mm-hmm. I think the only one might have been the one that hopped over Strahl's stick, and that wouldn't have been if it was just an unlucky break. Other than that, I haven't seen a game where there was no odd mans. There was a lot of special teams, though. I guess we'd call that odd man. So that was, it was a strange game. We haven't had one of those in a while where there was that many penalties and power plays and penalty kills. But it was a tight checking. You wake up and see the box score is 3-0. Nobody's really going to know that all three goals were scored in the last 2.5 minutes. But I thought we grinded. And in the end, I thought we had a few more looks than they did, and it was just a matter of trying to get one by them. And both goalies played outstanding. I think if we had one deficiency, we let Stalock see them all. And we weren't creating the scrambles we normally do, but, they kept at it. And, fortunately for us, we won.
What did the PK do different tonight that they weren't able to do the last couple of games? Was it just an effort thing? Was it structure? What was it?
They kept the puck out of the net. That's what they did. We calmed ourselves down a little bit. I think, the past few games we'd been running around and we made a couple of adjustments. And, the staff, the Rick Bonus, Brad Lauer, they got together it's a matter of, when you have to block a shot, you got to block a shot. Can't depend on the goalie all the time. But I thought we had good sticks. We were in lanes. And it was, and then our down ice pressure was, we didn't really let them get in clean. So they didn't have a ton of time in the zone. So that was good for us.
The first 10 minutes of the game, you really controlled the rating chance. I think the shot was 10-1 at one point. You take a couple of penalties. Is that really when the game kind of shifted to that tight checking style?
I don't know. Like, the special teams just kind of ruined the flow of the game, to be honest. And it was, there was a little break in the third that there weren't too many special teams, but by then it's still 0-0. So now you're really tight checking. But it's just hard when there's that many. I don't know. How many were there? I don't even know. So 11 or 12? 12 and barely any. I think only one overlapped. So now you're looking at, don't make me do the math, but darn near 24, or what would that, 24 minutes. And
23 minutes.
Yeah, 23 and change in special team time. That's a lot. And so it can disrupt the flow. Guys aren't playing now, and it was probably the same for both teams.
Dan Girardi, we think of Dan Girardi more as a shot blocker, somebody who kind of stays at home a little bit, but he's really started to jump up and play and really kind of be mm-hmm. involved, and he gets reward for it tonight.
Well, you think, he's been an outstanding defenseman in New York for quite some time, and, they've had some guys up there that, offensive players that just play those roles, and Dan, was kind of playing a similar role he played in New York with us, but, we want our guys to be able to jump into holes and regardless of who you are, and I don't know if it's natural for him all the time to do that, but he's a bright player, and I thought he was outstanding tonight all over the ice, especially on the penalty kill. But, when he sees an opportunity to find a hole, and he does, and that was, I think everybody was mesmerized with what Pointer was doing, and all of a sudden it's in the back of the net, and Dan saw the play develop, and, it's having a hockey IQ.
Is there a way to describe what Braden Point did on that entire
play? He's done that a few times for us, and you know, his skating has improved so much from, you know, when we first saw him a few years ago in development camp, and you know, he's got that extra gear, and so he, you know, somebody thinks they've got him checked, and all of a sudden he's by him, and then he's created time and space for himself, and you know, he made a hell of a play.
Good. Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.